In the name of Allah, the All-Beneficent, the All-Merciful. Who are the recipients of divine grace? Who are the helpers of Allah? Who are the leaders and members of the party of Allah? Who are the remnants of Allah? Who are the repositories of the knowledge of the holy prophets of Allah, alayhim assalam? There are many verses of the Holy Quran as answers to these questions.
First verse. And if your Lord had pleased, he would certainly have made people a single nation, and they shall continue to differ. Except those on whom your Lord has mercy, and for this, did he create them. The Holy Quran 11:118-119. We should know that there is difference of opinion regarding the statement, and for this, did he create them, whether it refers to the differences, that they were created for the controversy, or they were created for mercy. The latter view is more acceptable by the Ahlul Bayt and the judicious people, and all authentic traditions also prove this. Thus, the Blessed Ali ibn Ibrahim has narrated, from Imam Baghir, alayhi salam, that they would always differ in religion, except those upon whom Allah has mercy. That is, the Ali Muhammad, their Shias and their followers would never have differences. And for this did he create them. It means, the 12 infallible Imams and their Shias are created as the people of mercy, who do not differ in the religion. The Blessed Ayashi has narrated that, a person asked about the explanation of this verse from Imam Zain al-Abidin, alayhi salam. The Hazrat replied, those who differ are our opponent, in this ummah, and they all have differences among themselves regarding the religion, and those upon whom Allah had mercy are from the believers, our Shias, and Allah has created them from our remaining clay or teenet. Have you not heard that Prophet Ibrahim, alayhi salam, prayed, my Lord, make it a secure town, and provide its people with fruits, such of them as believe in Allah, and the last day. The Holy Quran 2:126. The Hazrat said, it refers to us and our Shias. And whoever disbelieves, I will grant him enjoyment for a short while, then I will drive him to the chastisement of the fire. The Holy Quran 2:126. Imam said that, unbelievers are those from his nation, who denied the successor of Ibrahim, alayhi salam, and did not follow his legatee. And by Allah, the condition of this ummah is also similar. That is, those who followed their prophet got salvation and became believers, and those who did not follow their prophet's successor, they are unbelievers, and due to the blessings of the Holy Prophet, sallallahu alaihi wa sallam, got some worldly bounties for a few days, and in the hereafter their return is towards the hell fire. In Tawheed, there is a tradition in explanation of this verse, by Imam Sa'adik, alayhi salam, that, and for this, did he create them, means, Allah created them, to perform such good deeds that, cause the mercy of Allah, and may Allah have mercy on them.
Second verse. Indeed, the day of separation is their appointed term, of all of them, the day on which a friend shall not avail his friend aught, nor shall they be helped, save those on whom Allah has mercy. The Holy Quran 44:40-4. The Blessed Skolani and Ibn Mahiyar have narrated, from Zayd ibn Shaham that, he says, once during a journey, I was in the company of Imam Sadiq, alayhi salam. On Friday ever he said, read the Quran as this night is for reading the Holy Quran. I started the reading. When I reached this verse, the Hazrat said, they are our opponents, whom neither their friends, nor their leaders, would be able to benefit. But those whom Allah has accepted by saying, save those on whom Allah has mercy, it is we, and our intercession shall reach our Shias, and our Vilaya would benefit them. Ibn Mahiyar, Rahmatullah alayh, with other chains, has narrated from the same Imam that, he said, we are the deserving people of Allah's mercy.
Third verse. The remnant of Allah is better for you, if you are believers. The Holy Quran 11, 86. The Prophet Shoaib, alayhi salam, preached to his people, by this talk in public, about the legitimate incomes. Commentators say that there are many sayings regarding the remnant of Allah. Some have said that livelihood is permitted, which is acquired after refraining from theft, and underweighing, or it denotes the remaining of divine blessing for you, or it may refer to the reward of hereafter which is everlasting. In many tradition, from the 12 infallible Imams, alayhimus salam, it is narrated that it refers to the prophets and their successors, alayhimus salam, who are left by Allah on the earth, for the guidance of mankind, or they are the successors of the prophets, who were left in the Ummah, after the passing away of the prophets, and the last and the best of them, is Sa'ibul Amr, alayhi salam. The Blessed Kolaini has narrated, by reliable chains, that when Hisham ibn Abdul Malik took Imam Muhammad Bagir, alayhi salam, to Syria. When he reached the door of Hisham, that accursed man told his companions of Bani Umayyah that, when I finish talking to him, and become quiet, each one of you should criticize and flay him, then ordered the Imam to enter. When the Hazrat entered, he pointed to all present in the gathering, and saluted once, and sat down. Seeing this, the accursed one became angry on the Imam, that he did not greet him specially, and sat down without his permission. So, he started talking against the Hazrat, in an insulting way and talked a lot. He also said inter alia that, O Muhammad ibn Ali, there is always from you, a person who tries to break the staff of the Muslims, that is he disunites them, and calls the people towards himself, and claims imama, and this is due to ignorance, lack of intelligence and knowledge. It means, he said whatever was expected from him, and when he became quiet, each of those accursed ones said whatever they liked. When all fell silent, the Hazrat stood up and said, O people! What you have thought? And what is this path of misguidance on which you run? Where is Satan taking you? Allah guided your first one, through our blessings, and would finish your last one, through us. So, what if you have got this temporal rule, which would soon disappear, we would achieve a great kingdom in the hereafter, and there will be no rule after our rule, because we are those whose end is good, as Almighty Allah says. And the end is for those who guard against evil. The Holy Quran 7:128. After having listened to this, Hisham issued orders, and the Hazrat was taken to the prison. Within a short time, the caretakers and the workers of the prison accepted the vilaya and love of the Hazrat, alayhi salam. The warden came to Hisham, and informed him that, I am afraid if this great personality stays in this town for some more days, all the Syrians would become his followers, and would not let you remain enthroned. After having received this, the accursed one ordered that the Hazrat and his companions should be taken to Medina, and emphasized that, on the way, people of the towns should not be allowed meeting him, and no one should sell to him any eatables. With great speed, they brought the Hazrat to Madian in 3 days, and did not give them anything to eat or drink during this time. When they reached Madian, which is the town of Hazrat Shoaib, alayhi salam, the people of that town closed the town gate, and did not give them anything. So the companions of the Hazrat got restless, due to hunger and thirst. Many requests were made to the people of the town, but they didn't open the door. When the Hazrat saw this condition, he went on the mountain near the city and called out aloud, due to which whole town shook. He said, O the tyrant people of the city, I am your prophet's remnant of Allah as the Holy Quran has said. The remnant of Allah is better for you, if you are believers, and I am not a keeper over you. The Holy Quran 11:86. When an old resident of the city heard this voice, he came to his people and said, By Allah, it is the very voice of your prophet Shoaib, alayhi salam, if still you do not open the markets for them, the chastisement of Allah would surround you from all sides. Believe me, this time even if you do not do so later, because I am your well-wisher and advisor. Hearing this, people opened the markets, and made available many things to eat and drink. When this news reached the accursed Hisham, the old man was caught and brought to him. Then, no one came to know what happened to that poor man.
When Imam Riza, alayhi salam, was born, Imam Muzakazim, alayhi salam, took the Hazrat in his arms, and said azan and akama in his ears and washed his head with the water of Farat. Then he handed him to his mother, Najma, and said, take him, he is the remnant of Allah on the earth. From authentic chains, Ahmad ibn Ishaq has narrated that, one day Imam Hasan Askari, alayhi salam, came out of his house, carrying a child on his shoulders, whose face shone like the full moon. From his build, he seemed to be 3 years old. The Imam, alayhi salam, said, this is my child, whose name is same as that of the Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. After that, the child started speaking in eloquent Arabic, and said that I am the Baghiya, or remnant of Allah, on the earth, and I will take revenge from the enemies of Allah. Also, from Imam Baghir, alayhi salam, it is narrated that, when Hazrat Sahibul Amr, alayhi salam, will reappear, he will recite this verse, in his conversation with everyone, the remnant of Allah, is better for you, if you are believers, and I am not a keeper over you. Then he will say I am the remnant of Allah, the proof of Allah, and the caliph of Allah, and then whoever would greet the Hazrat, he would do so, in the following words, peace be upon you, O the remnant of Allah upon his earth. The blessed Ibn Shahra Ashub has narrated that, Imam Sadiq, alayhi salam, said, we are the Kaaba of Allah, we are the Qibla, and we are the remnant of Allah. In Kafi, there is an authentic tradition that, a person asked Imam Sadiq, alayhi salam, that, when people salute Imam Ghaim, alayhi salam, would they address him as Amirul Mu'mineen or not? He replied, no, this title is specialized by Allah, for Amirul Mu'mineen Ali, alayhi salam. No one was ever named, and none shall ever be named thus, and except for the unbelievers none would consider this name permissible for himself. The narrator said, may I be sacrificed for you, then how would people greet him? He replied, peace be upon you, O the remnant of Allah. After that the Hazrat recited the captioned verse.
Fourth verse. And whoever takes Allah and his apostle, and those who believe for a guardian, then surely the party of Allah, are they that shall be triumphant. The Holy Quran 5:56. Maulana Amirul Mu'mineen Ali, alayhi salam, says that, believers are the trusted ones of Allah, the Prophet's successors in all ages. There is a tradition in Tawheed from Imam Sa'adik, alayhi salam, that, when the Holy Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, comes on the Day of Judgment, he would benefit from the light of the Lord of the Worlds. We would benefit from the light of the Holy Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and our Shias from our light or nur. Our Shias are the party of Allah, and they are the victorious ones. So, the light of Allah denotes the religion of Allah, and our Shias would remain attached to it. The Almighty Allah has mentioned in the characteristics of the hypocrites that they are the Shaitan's party, the Holy Quran 58:19. The Blessed Ali ibn Ibrahim has said that they are the soldiers of Satan, and his helpers, and indeed the army of Satan is in loss. Then Allah mentions in the quality of the believers. These are Allah's party, now indeed the party of Allah are the successful ones. The Holy Quran 58:22. It means that, they are the party of Allah, and know that, the party of Allah is going to be successful, and their enemies are in the party of Satan. The Blessed Ali ibn Ibrahim and Bakari and Omari narrators from Hafiz Abu Noaim have narrated from Amirul Mu'mineen Ali, alayhi salam, that, Salman, Ramatullah alayh, said that, whenever I visited the Prophet, he used to place his hands on the shoulders of Ali, alayhi salam, and say, he, Ali, and his party, are the delivered and the successful ones. It means, the absolute pure Shias who follow Salman, Rahmatullah alay, in belief and practice, and those non-Arabs who cultivate the love and vilaya of Ahlul Bayt, alayhim as-salam, in their hearts.
Fifth verse. Say, have you considered what you call upon, besides Allah? Show me what they have created of the earth? Or have they a share in the heavens? Bring me a book before this, or traces of knowledge, if you are truthful. The Holy Quran 46, 4. Commentators say that traces of knowledge are the remnants of sciences that is narrated from the past people. The Blessed Kolaini, Safar, and others, Rahmatullah alayhim, have narrated from Imam Baghir, alayhi salam, that book refers to Torah and Evangel and the traces of knowledge denotes the sciences of the prophets. It is narrated from Imam Sadiq, alayhi salam, that the book of Jafra and Mushaf or Scroll of Fatima are included among the traces of knowledge.